That was a warning against the black coats. She'd seen the way the men's faces had turned grim, and she'd seen the tears and the fear in the women's eyes. This place hadn't been touched by the Inquisitors, but villages just to the east of here had suffered. After that, she and Aiden had kept the songs and stories funny or romantic, things that would lift the spirit or nurture the heart. Since nothing she could send tonight would lift the spirit, she kept her gift to herself. But withholding it made her sad, and she wondered if a story filled with tears was better than no story at all. She shook off the feeling when she heard the footsteps outside the room's door. By the time the door opened, she'd worked on presenting a smile of greeting. That smile faded when the black-haired, blue-eyed man stepped into the room. His harp case was slung over his shoulder by one of its straps. In his hands, he held a steaming mug and a small plate containing two slices of buttered bread and a piece of cake. "I thought you might like a cup of tea and a bit of a nibble," Aiden said, pushing the door closed with his foot, before taking the couple of steps that brought him close enough to the bed to hand over his offering. He looked tired, Lyra thought, as she accepted the cup and plate. Well, they were both tired, and she